Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Our listener Heather on Friday was telling us that there was a bit of a miscommunication with her and her husband over the word separation. It meant two different things to two different people. Heather thought that being separated meant like, hey, you know what? We need a cooling out period here. You go over and you get yourself a place, right? I'm going to be here. We'll meet back. We'll continue to work therapy. Her husband, she was telling us on Friday, took it as like, we're on a break, even though we're married, so I get to date whoever I want. And she found that out. She's like, is he really serious about getting back? Do I have that right, Heather?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so we said on Friday, like, there's a major miscommunication here. So you guys talked over the weekend?
We did. So we met up and we talked. I told him that I knew that he was seeing other people. He seems like he really wanted to genuinely like get back together. Like we had like a really great conversation about our marriage and everything. But when I brought that up, it was already upsetting. Obviously that he was seeing other people and I wasn't, cause I didn't think we were doing that. But the most upsetting part is that I found out for the majority of the time he was seeing one particular person. Like I was under the impression that he was seeing different people and just kind of like dating around and nobody really mattered. But like the fact that he saw one particular person for 2 months out of that, that's more of an affair. You know, I mean, he was like, I'm sure he had some kind of emotional connection. And I know it doesn't compare to like the length of time of our marriage, but still it just, that part really, really upset me. So I'm still processing that. I'm not quite sure like what I'm going to do with that or how I feel about that.
Yeah, so let's go over this for a second. Which is more offensive to you, like him casually dating somebody this week and then casually dating somebody next week and having a dinner and some drinks with multiple women, or in the 2 months that you guys were separated, him having this one relationship?
Definitely the one relationship, because, I mean, to me, if you're going to keep seeing someone, like, they must have had some kind of real connection and develop some kind of emotional connection. You know, if it was just different people, then it's just kind of this meaningless thing. But I don't know, something about the one person just really hurts me.
Yeah.
Heather, did you get the impression that this relationship started after you guys agreed to a separation? Or do you feel like maybe this had been going on before you agreed to separate?
I don't know. I want to say it happened after we agreed to separate. But yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not really sure. I would tend to think that it happened after we agreed to separate, which does help. I mean, it would definitely be worse if he started when we were still together.
Has seeing your husband react to being separated this way made you feel like maybe you should, in fact, go on a date or two? Or have you been, you feel like that's just not what you want to do?
I mean, part of me has that impulse, but I'm committed to my marriage. Like, I've always wanted to work this out. So I'm not really interested in other people. It's just, but it does, yeah, it does make me mad. I mean, I think it's unfair that he went and dated other people and I didn't.
So I'm assuming you had a million questions for him. So if you guys were separated for 2 months, when did he stop seeing the woman that he was dating for most of that time?
That was a couple weeks ago. So he hasn't seen her recently, as far as I know. At least that's what he said.
So did you ask this question? Because this would be my first one. Are we getting back together and talking about marriage because it didn't work out with this other one in for 6 weeks?
he says no. He said that that didn't really have an impact on his decision. But yeah, I mean, that's a question that's running through my mind. It's hard to trust someone after this. So that's what he said, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that or what I think.
Yeah, I understand how you're conflicted about it. The only thing I would say if I was like dude's defense lawyer is that when I went through my separation and my divorce, I was a crazy person. I wasn't myself. I really felt like I was doing things and handling it. Just, I was out of my mind emotionally and mentally, just out of my freaking mind. So I don't know if this is regular behavior for him or if this is not characteristic of the man that you fell in love with, but I think that's why I advised on Friday that once you get divorced, maybe a year is a good time to just find yourself, because it's a weird, confusing time where you're looking at yourself in the mirror and there's so much shame that goes along with being divorced and separated. At least it was for me also. I was just out of my mind and didn't deal with it right. So I don't know. Maybe he's in the same place.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I know I'm sure he was upset about the whole thing. It's just, you know, like being upset is also still not an excuse to have a relationship with another person.
Right. So moving forward, what are you guys going to do?
He's going to give me a little time. So I told him I'm the one that needs time now because I was not expecting this. So he's going to give me some time to think it over. And then we're going to talk again, you know, whenever I'm ready, probably like later this week or whenever I'm done kind of processing everything.
Now, did you guys establish now that you need this time that he can't use this to date other people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, make that clear.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the update. I hope it works out with him.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.